Can you hear me, everybody? Okay. So thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be reading with all of these immensely talented poets. I am co-founder of Lefty Blondie Press, and I'm going to also invite everyone to come to the Pittsburgh Festival of Books. Pittsburgh Festival of Books. This Saturday, Lefty Blondie will be there, so I hope everyone's there. It's going to be wonderful. Okay, so I will start with a poem that I wrote years ago that was inspired by late nights in Pittsburgh. Outside the Smiling Moose. In the alley of the Smiling Moose, under neon and smog, I kiss a man I just met. His face different, darker in open air and streetlight. No dim bar lights out here, the fake orgasms of love. Out here, his face distorts like red wax lifted from boiling water, a man I used to know. My open eyes magnify his skin, older than mine, rough like an emery board. His hands snag on the skin that licks over my jeans slightly like the pressed lips of an oyster. The traffic light hangs on a single wire and stays red. A car blows its exhaust. I let him touch me. 2. A young mother with deep-set eyes waits for the 48. It is 2 a.m. Her little girl tugs at her hem, hanging like the string of a lost balloon. She is 4. She stares as a drunk man whistles to her mother, pee puddles down his leg. Hey, baby, how about I take you home and we make a family? I watch the little girl and her mother, in my mouth, his tongue, staining my saliva with nicotine and Big Red. 3. How terrifying that child is to me, not because I am young and broke or too selfish to birth a child that would take my life and press it into the world for a second time. To watch my heart, my lungs, my liver walk around outside my body, drinking milk and playing mother in a cardboard box. I'm afraid it will happen to her. She will be a girl born 7 years old, with my dumb innocence to sit on the lap of a man with real problems. He will let her touch her just as a little boy plays house with his sister's Barbie, and she will let him. Years will go by and she'll watch another little girl stare at the circus of intimacy as a tongue catches in her mouth like a rusted hook. 4. I spit out the cigarettes and cinnamon in the bathroom of the Smiling Moose. The particles grip the walls of the sink like hair and blood after a man shaves. Outside, I imagine the woman at the bus stop is a cocktail waitress getting off the late shift. I imagine all the rough hands she felt slip up under her skirt tonight as she flicks off the drunk man and lowers her finger to the level of his wet, seeping crotch. She tightens her hand around her daughter's chapped, balled-up fist, that taintless heart zipped and beating. So I write... a lot about pregnancy and wanting to be a mom, and at first I wrote a lot about my mother and her experience, and then when I finally became pregnant, then I wrote in my own perspective and kind of edited some of these poems. So that's where these are from. Wanting motherhood. Live in me as long as you need. Grow your folded limbs quiet and undisturbed. Dress in your new bones. Be almost me, be nothing like me. Leave the rain, escape into the tunnel of a different dark. Your spine is ready. You are too alive to keep in the welt of a belly. I want to let you breathe. I want to let you breathe, to offer you to the world like a morning song, to be that constant light outside of me. But the world has no more room for bright things. Okay. Birthday. What if then, in that hospital room, all bloodied and ugly, you hadn't answered me? My shriveled ball of a body, like a bowl of church songs, in the empty swells of your skin, against the leak and want of your chest, crying out for recognition, for someone to tell me the truth. Tell me the world hurts, like being plunged through the bone tunnel of body. Tell me, Mama, I will not feel the splinter a second time. (Clears throat) Mama talks to baby. To carry you under my heart shapes my belly into a life inflated. And my breasts, he said, were gorgeous but petite. Or did he say each too small by half a melon, bloat into the sweet bowls of my body? I tickle my navel now as it births itself, and I remember how his tongue swirled in and around. Right below the scarlet organ, binding our bodies, barters for blood and breath. A natural birth, I wanted to feel your fingernails against my bones, to bear the stretch like the pull of the upper lip up over the head. A midwife, a doula, but we will be ultimately alone, you and me. Okay, so the next series of poems talks about the pains and wants of the body wanting to leave its own body and what this kind of severing feels like, something that my father often felt. January attempt. While your water jug of a body was trying to drain itself into the world, mine was sleeping. You hadn't warned me that your mind was bent, that in the bed of your truck, life sat in your lap begging, next to the full body of a shotgun. You still haven't told me if it was the blue lights that stopped you or something else. Love poem to the leaves. Hunter wakes up after suicide attempt, Smethport, Pennsylvania. I must have wanted to be in the swollen husk of the woods, to watch the deer bodies tangle their thimble legs in the earth's brown hair. I must have wanted to use the living like a drug, each thick pine a needle inserted into my vein, each flake of snow gripping as my last line of cocaine, each leaf a bruise left as a reminder of the high. I must not have wanted help in dying. I must have wanted to be treated like an arrowed stag, to leap a few yards into the spine of the earth, and then there, against her vertebrae, take the time needed to die. I must have only been grazed in the thigh, the earth taking my man blood, my life oil, for only a moment before giving it back, giving it to the leaves to hold until I was sure this life was worth my constant ache to leave it. Daddy's search for the world. The world, with her wash tub of a body, collapses differently for every person. I remember the first time she slipped under your watch, the 3 days you left us to find her in the woods, to hunt down the world so she could stop you from blowing yourself out of ours. I remember Mama bending her body into that makeshift boat to keep herself from drowning, to keep herself from diving in after you. March 11th, 1996, in memory of the lost brother. Today you will die, right there on the linoleum. You'll be swallowed up and born again in the throat of God. No one will see it coming. The paramedics will paddle you over and over until you are tattooed in the day and way you died. Your sweet, broken body will jerk quiet and be carried off to the red hallways of heaven. No one will mention your name for years, and your brother will never crawl his way out of the hole you left in the kitchen floor. Operating table. Open my heart, poke around like a surgeon. Don't be afraid to hurt me. I'm too much like the pin of a grenade to feel it. Stretch my muscles into the pelts of animals and see what there is of knives, skin knees, and promises. Reach for the spreader and open my heart wider and see if my father is still lying in the corner of my ventricle, too drunk to lift himself from the vein floor, too stoned to remember telling my high school boyfriend, stop fucking my daughter. It will rip, don't worry, it is not the first time. Open my heart and learn how to deal with disappointment, how to call a bar at 2 a.m. and ask the bartender on duty, is he there? How to say I forgive you and I forgive you again when he comes in hungover and sorry. And when you're done, please, if nothing else, leave what you found to stitch me back up from the inside. It is the least he could do. Okay. And this is the well. I want the belling mouth of a black-throated sparrow. I want every pain to fall from you like sweat beads into the sponged head of the earth. I want you to be a father that first time, to feel weight in your arms lighter than the wings of a Luna moth. I want your brother to stay alive long enough for you to crawl into his heart, say what you mean to say. I want you to stop drinking, to fill the well of your body with the forgiveness I've emptied into you like stones. I want your mother not to wish it was you. And this next poem was inspired by a memory I have of my sister accidentally slamming my finger into a door when I was a child. For the first broken bone, my father, lovely and severe as a swarm of bees, swooped me up on his wing, raised my body in the air, high, cradled, and screamed. My baby nail hanging loose, my child bone bent away, comforted by the harsh and rattled love calls of the other nine. Let's have a few more. Sunshine at the second coming. I dream all my teeth are falling out of my mouth, that when I bite down, they crumble like pieces of agitated sun, yellow and spoiled like, charred and burning, and in each fresh gum socket, a sleeping baby wrapped in its own light. I wake hopeful that whatever is coming, whatever will be lost, there will be life growing, and that life will be inside of me. I'll just end on another short poem. Acquiring lamb belly and suit. Soon there will be nothing left. The last war will come and go. The blood will dry up and the flowers will be pressed. Women will have no choice but to feed on one another. The loveliest will go first, and we will wear her like we did the lamb around our necks and in the bowls of our blood pudding, still alive in places. Thank you. Wow.